Opened with Three Voices, a New Zealand group who just put out one record. Self-titled record in 1982, we heard the song Pest Control. After that, Creative Healing with Lemon Tree, a more recent track from 2018. From their album Low Effort Social Events, which is on Feeding Two Records. Twisted Roots, after that, a Los Angeles group that only lasted about 6 months. In 1981, their anthology came out in 2004. We heard Pretty Little White House from their self-titled. And then Revolucion X, an elusive Zapatista band from Chihuahua, Mexico, put out a 7-inch in 1994 called Easy LN. We heard I'm Making My Future with the Border Patrol off of that. Led us into the Orchids, also from Los Angeles, with If Boys Got Pregnant, from 1979's Teenage Babylon. And then from the UK, Crawling Chaos with Mummy's Tummy off of Homunculus Equinox, which is 1981. Born Against was up next, an earlier band of Sam McFeeters, hardcore band. This was maybe the weirdest song, which is why it's my favorite song by them, less hardcore, called I Am A Idiot, off of a split they did with Universal Order of Armageddon in 1993. I think that was on Kill Rock Stars. Anonymous after that, from Washington State, gave us Corporate Food in 1980. And then Chuck Falzone and Telepath with You're Just Too Scared Boy from 1997. 1997's Camp Skin Graft. I know nothing about that. Nothing at all. And then we closed out with Eric Clayton, Take Your Bloody Hand, from the Real Time 6 compilation, which came out in 1983. Or was that Eric Clapton? Was that a typo? As far as I know, Eric Clayton only did 4 tracks, and they're all on that comp, Real Time 6. We're gonna move into the second half of the show. I was not planning on playing Propaganda, but I might have to. I don't know, we'll see. I'm getting some weird itch for it. I haven't heard it since I was a teenager. But, that's not going to be the next song, at least. Alright, well, let's get back into the music for the second half of the show.
Yeah. Habanero Peppers.
Whatever I do,
only try to separate the facts. Whoever I see, I just try to get this over me.
death sentence. You are a balloon, unable to move. The leaden taste of sugar and grease has settled in your stomach. You force yourself to drink a glass of milk and kneel over the toilet. You stick your finger down your throat and wiggle it a little. Your stomach convulses as a hot flood of sweet chunky goo flows out your mouth and nose.
One of my biggest hits.
This is The Arbitrarium. WFMU's Give the Drummer Radio. We opened this last set with the Nuclear Crayons, noise punk band from DC, and their 1982 song Outsider off of Nameless. DNV was after that. It stands for Drums and Vocals. They're an anarcho-punk band from the UK on Cross Records, and that song was called A Lighthearted Account. Came out in 1985 on DNV. Inspiration gave them the motivation to move on out of their isolation. All-time fave of mine, Rudimentary Peni with Periwig Power after that from 1987's glorious album, Cacophony. One of my 10 favorite albums of all time since I first heard it in maybe 1996, I think. Just love that album. Actually did a play based off of it some 10 years ago in Minneapolis. Gary Panter followed that with The World. That was live on WFMU on Liz Berg's show, October 10th, 2016. Nation of Ulysses was up next. Lovesable Market from 1991's 13-point program to Destroy America, a DC hardcore band with a palatable hardcore for me. Earlier project of Ian Svenonius. Bee People followed that. Los Angeles group with Persecution. That's my song from 1986's Petrified Conditions. Songs recorded between 1979 and 1981. And then Belle Starr, a group from both Paris and the Lower East Side of Manhattan. That was Sweet Paranoia from 1980's Be In. Leading us into a more recent track from Australia, Hearts and Rockets, doing By It from TV is Boring. And then the 700 Club from the Bay Area with Bulimia off of Après Moi, Le Deluge / Bulimia, a single from 1986. After that, we heard the only track from Chris Flagler. It's called The Dork Who Lives on Hemlock Hill. From a comp called To All the URLs I've Loved Before, an Escargot compilation from Sick and Tired that came out in 1997. And we just closed out with Kid Congo Powers covering The Midnighters. I Found a Peanut from Dracula Boots in 2009. I have a friend who got doored on her bicycle. I can't remember if it was in New York City or in Philadelphia, but she got doored. She did a face plant on the asphalt and then here's a little body horror for you for Halloween season, an abscess on her face, and it took a few months before they cut it open and they found a peanut inside of her face. And I always think of that story when I hear that song, and vice versa, when she told me the story I thought of that song too. And we've got one more set of music here on The Arbitrarium. I'll be back at the end of the hour. Thanks for tuning in.
But silence where the victims are all paid by the hour. Parking lots for American tourists. religion. Fuck religion. Fuck religion. Fuck religion. Fuck religion. Thank you.
when you get what you want, and when you get what you want, you go home.
Yeah. in medicine and piss it down the drain. Instead of heaven for a while, for some a little longer, it's paid by the dollar and the money.
Wrapping up another episode of The Arbitrarium. Happy to be back since I missed last week's show. That was a last minute cancellation. And at the top of this final set, Crepure SA with You Are In My Vision, covering Two Way Army, French group, in 1988 from Qui Vivra Vera. And then, last minute decided to throw that Propagandhi song into the mix because it's so topical. Haile Selassie, Up Your Ass, from 1993's How to Clean Everything. Was a teenage favorite of mine that maybe didn't age that well to my taste, but it was okay. It fit today's show. And after that, Paul Leary, one of the Butthole Surfers, on a solo album called The History of Dogs, which came out in 1991, was a song called How Much Longer. And then the Morpions, an Australian group who only released one song. It's called Point Blank, and it's from a 1980 comp, Little Bands. After that, Chemicals Made from Dirt with Ike. That's a US band. From the Homework Number 10 compilation, it came out in 1981, unsure the original release format. We follow that with the Portland group Jungle Nausea with Sympathy. It's from 1982's Flies Like Holidays, which is also a compilation. Yes, a compilation of Portland music. And then Anne Bean and P.D. Burwell with Low Flying Aircraft from 1979. After that, Pittsburgh group Come Holy Spirit with AWOL off of their 2020 Undiscovered Land. Great contemporary band and friends of mine. And then we just closed out with Judy Nylon and the Idols covering the Sex Pistols live at Max's Kansas City in 1978. That was Submission. And that was today's show. I hope everyone's out there striking, participating in the general strike that was called for today to demand an end of the attacks in the Middle East. And that if you're American, you're calling on the Biden administration to demand a ceasefire. Yeah. Some really terrible stuff going on out there. But that's the end of the show. Stick around for Arlo up next. And I will be back next week with the final show of the Hellraiser and maybe a Halloween special.